Good morning. We're holding here in Siman Tov Mem Zayin. We're towards in the middle of the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Pei Vav, which corresponds to Sif Zayin. That's Sif Zayin of the Mechaber. We are in the Ramah. And what I'll do first is I'll give a little introduction to what we're discussing. And the topic of discussion is unripe grapes. Boiser are unripe grapes. And they were cut with, they were smashed with into a mortar like a bowl. And the question is, if you can use, this bowl was also used for chametz. The question is, can you use this bowl for Pesach now? That's, yes, Tof Mem Zayin, Sif Zayin. So we're just going to pick up from reading the words of the Ramah, and then we're going to continue with Sif Katan Pei Vav. The Ramah says, it's a line and a half at the end of the Ramah, if a person uses a knife, which is a chatchoy besakin shel chametz, a chametz thick knife. The knife was used for chametz the whole year round. Toicha Pesach, yesh lahachmir, one should be machmir. The stam sakin ain't naki, because the average knife is not clean. Yesh lachush lechametz hadavakulav. And there's a concern that we should be concerned with the chametz that is stuck on it. Says the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Pei Vav, Mishnah Berurah says, "L'chametz hadavakolav, v'chol zeh imchontchoy by davar she'en charif, avo by davar charif, u'adin b'yisir l'didon, d'sirulon d'hu davar charif, afilu masakin ha'yavad einaki, v'chotchoy by koidim ha'pesach, osu l'ochloy v'pesach." The Mishnah Berurah is telling us as follows. We've discussed in the past davar charif. What does davar charif mean? A sharp food. Any sharp food has that ability to reawaken the taste that is in the call of the knife. And this is a halacha which applies today. And we've discussed in the past that when you cut, like you want to fry your onions with your liver for Shabbos, don't cut that knife with a milchik's knife, even if the knife has not been used in the past 24 hours. So the Mishnah Berurah here is telling us, everything we've discussed is only if it's not a sharp food. But if you caught a sharp food, such as these unripe grapes, or we'll discuss onions or radishes, they fall in the same category, even if the knife is clean, it's a clean knife, which means there's no chametz on it, we're saying you cannot use this food for Pesach, because it reawakens that the chametz that could taste into the food. Achein, however, ze'enei ela dafka b'sakin, we're now continuing the Mishnah Brura, b'sakin shiragilu nishtamish boi chamin lif'amim v'yesh b'soichai b'liyas chametz, and you have b'liyas chametz. Alim enei ragil nishtamish boi b'chamin klau k'goyim batzel shechaschu b'sakin shigurin boi batzek min areva v'hayanaki motor ha'batzel v'af imchatchu b'pesach. Let's just finish the sentence. Kevin Shaisai Sakin Loy Shimshuboy Khamin Mayalam with Sidin Loy Mav Leo Voloy Mafli. The Mishnah Brura tells us as follows. The whole concern of this, we'll call it a chametz thick knife, is only when I use this knife for something hot. Heat, Yad Zeladisbo, is an agent which transfers taste. If I use a quote-unquote chametz stick knife, what I use a knife for? Because I want to scrape the dough, cold item. I want to separate dough from the batch. Like one of those scrapers like you see in the pizza shop or anything you want to, you're not using it for anything hot. There's no concern because there's no heat of chametz being transferred into the knife, which then be transferred into this other food. Without that heat, the agent of heat, it's not a concern. Then, when you cut this onion that you want to use for Pesach, even though officially it's a chametz thick knife, why is it a chametz thick knife? Because what did I do with this knife? I used it to separate my pizza dough, right? But since I cleaned it spotless, and there's not one speck, not one drop of anything on it, and I'm and I'm using it for something which was never, it was never used for a hot food, so it's not a concern. Now we're going to see the Ramah further in Sif, in the end of Sif Zayin. We're back now on top of the Ramah. Aval im nisarev oyisay davar betavshil ein lachush ulahach mevelasa misafek kainirli. If this boiser, the boiser is unripe grapes, they got mixed up in a food, which is what's called a taruvus, a mixture. In this arev, oisadar betavshil, ein lachush, don't be worried, ulahachmer, velasa misafek, don't say it's aser misafek, you don't have to answer it. Why not? Because it's, we'll see in the Mishnah, it's only, there's a, because there's no reason to be machmir here. Let's say Sif Kodim Pei Zayin. Avlam is Arev. If this, we're now in 87 in the English edition. Pei Zayin. Avlam is Arev. Afilo bepochos mishishim. Even if it's less than shishim. What that means is, normally if it's bottle of shishim, so then now would be good enough reason to permit it. A ratio of 1 to 60. 60 times more of permissible food. Here, even if it's less than 60, it's still permissible. Why is that? We'll see. Ein lachush misafek. He's going to say, since it's only a doubt, delechu shema yesh peru alasakin, v'nidvak v'davah shetchatchuhu, that to be concerned that maybe there's a crumb left on this knife, and it got stuck when you cut the knife, the food, we're concerned. He says, don't be concerned about that. It's too far-fetched in this case. It's very important. A lot of these halachas we've been discussing here, we see many times a person would come in contact with chametz. The initial reaction, I'm talking about myself, I think many others agreed, that we would throw out the food. How can you have the two together? Chametz and Pesach? Here we're seeing there's no reason to be machmir. And he tells us further, v'atistam sakin enyanaki, even though the stam sakin, the average knife is not clean, so that would be a reason why you should not be able to use this knife on Pesach with the food that you cut with this knife. Nonetheless, we don't know for sure was there chametz stuck in this knife. And there's no reason to be machmir in this case. Avoloi taruvosoi, kevin demashahu, einay elam midrabban. So when you have a mixture of this, you cut these unripe grapes with this chametzik knife, and then they got mixed up with other stuff, a taruvus, we could be lenient. Yes, we're saying that the grapes, these, no, I want to be specific, not unripe, thank you, Rabbi Joel, unripe grapes. Unripe grapes have the same status as the radish and the sharp foods. You know, onions, there are those who want to say a pickle has that same status as well. So this technically, we don't usually have unripe grapes in our house that are so sharp like this. You know, you buy the grapes, you know, usually they're by us, the time we get it, it's ready, it's edible. But you have exactly the case that you were just mentioning, I was thinking in my head as well, thank you for mentioning it, that it can happen. That a person before Pesach, you know, might have that knife still out, not realizing it, and before you know it, he cut these radishes for Pesach, and then can he use these radishes or not? Let's continue. Now we're going to take a different opinion. Now we're taking the more stricter opinion that even if you use this knife, you cannot use these unripe grapes. Miyesh me'achroinim, there are those achroinim shemachmirin that are more strict. Afilo hataruvas, even the mixtures. Imloy huda chasakin mikoidim. Unless the knife was washed, we're still in the same 88. We're still in the same 88 in Peiches. That unless the knife was washed beforehand. Uva hefsid meruba, by a hefsid meruba, by a case of hefsid meruba, a great loss, or the tzarech simchas yontif, or for the need for enjoying the yontif, Yesh l'hakil, one can be lenient. Where right towards the end, right before Sifkatan Peites. Because of a Chayadam, Chayadam writes, the Besakinim Shechoitim by Lechem Bebeninu Seinu Yadua Sheninuk by Peruri Chametz. If you use a knife for bread, you know you use this knife for bread, then Lachain Afila the Tarubis is also Imloy Hidichu as a Sakim Koidim. Then if you use that same knife that you cut bread with, and you use that knife to cut other foods with it, unless then it's going to be Osir, the taru is the mixture of that food that was cut with that knife, is Osir, unless you know for sure, 100%, you wash that knife. Let's continue now with Sif Ches. It's the same topic of sharp foods. The Mechaber tells us in the beginning of Sif Ches, Zaysim shenizharu l'chotcham b'sakin chadasha. Olives shenizharu l'chotcham, that you were careful that you used a new knife to cut them with a new knife. Therefore, you have no chametz problems. Because as Mr. Beanstalk pointed out, that it's not just unripe grapes, but you have other sharp foods as well. You have the radishes, the olives, and so on and so forth. Afilu loy nizharu l'chotcham b'kedera chadasha. Even if you were not careful to make sure that you pickle them in a new bowl, a new keli. Im eina bas yoima muteris l'kuliyama. If this bowl has not been used in the past 24 hours, then you're allowed to eat these olives on Pesach. So what's the case? The case is, I cut the olives with a new knife, but I pickled them in a bowl that was not a new bowl. We'll see what that means. Not a new bowl, what that means. Now, I just want to explain something. There are three stages. Let me preface by what I'm about to say. I don't know how to make olives. Okay? From what I saw brought down in the Sefer, there are three stages in olives. Okay? The stages are as follows. The olives on the tree are what's called a davar charif. It's sharp. But then when you want to process it, you don't go to a tree. I mean, I've been to Linvilla Orchards, and you could literally take a. You want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, you learn Torah. You also see His creation, says the Rambam. You take a nectarine off that tree, a fresh one. It's the juiciest thing in the world, sweeter than honey, sweeter than sugar they put out there, and you appreciate what a beautiful fruit is. You can't do that with an olive. The olive has to be processed. So on the tree itself, it's called davar charif. It goes through one stage, it takes away its charifus, its sharpness. Goes through the third stage, the pickling stage, until it's finished, now it's charif again, it's sharp again. Keep that in mind, those three stages, when we learn this sif right here. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Peites, which is number 89 in English. You cut olives b'sakin chadasha, with a new knife. But if this was a knife that you cut the olives with, and in brackets he says as well, radish and onions, do you see radish and onion are also in the sharp category? If it's an old knife, even if the knife is clean, and has not been used to cut chametz in the past 24 hours, even if it's before Pesach, it's Osir. Why is it Osir if you use such a knife? Because Kevin Shu Davar Kharif Kanal, because you cut this knife with a sharp food and it reawakens the chametz that could taste. Science cannot explain it, but the Torah tells us it's Davar Kharif. V'dafka, further in the Mishnah Brura, Shenechtechu Koidim Shenosnu Oysam Lichboish. This is what we're talking about, the three stages of the olives now. This is only shenechtuch, if you cut it before you put it in the pickling spices. Sh'oz himadayin mecharifasam. Then it's still in their sharp form. Oy afilu l'acha shenech v'shu v'nischamsu. Now we're saying, or maybe it was after its stage of finished the third stage and it's pickled already. Sh'oz mikri gam kein davar charif. Then it's also called a davar charif. However, those loy mikri davar charif, If it's in the middle stage, when it comes from charif, sharp, to middle, where it's not sharp, and then you cut it then, at that point in time, when the water diluted the sharpness, then it's not a problem. Now, you take olives, you cut the olives, and then the liquid that comes out from the olives, that's the mea zeisim. Mea is mayim, like water, liquid. The liquid that comes out from the olives, that you cut before Pesach. Even if you cut it with a knife, which is used in the past 24 hours, you can use this olive juice that you cut before Pesach. If you strain it before Pesach, because we discussed before Pesach, there's a rule which we apply a batel b'shishim. It's nullified 1 to 60 before Pesach. If these olives were cooked before Pesach, the olives themselves come back to a state of being permissible. Because after the cooking process takes place, all of the taste of the olives become batel b'shishim, nullified in 60. There are those achrenim who forbid these olives, even after it's cooked. In the case where a person will not have his simchas yontif, one can be lenient if you know for sure, right, Joel, it's not a doubt here, you know for sure that the knife is clean. Let's continue now in Sif Katan Tzadi in the Mishnah Brura. We said that if this bowl is not a that you pickle the olives in, has not been used in 24 hours, then it's muteris according to everyone, says the Mishnah Brura. The oz plitas hakdeiro shenivlo ba'zeisim alidei hakvisha hulifgam. Why is it permissible? The reason why it's allowed is because the plitas hakdeiro, the plita means what gives off. The taste that the bowl gives off, the hazeisim into the olives that's being pickled, ruins the taste is spoiled. It does not enhance. It's lifgam. Pagam is blemish. It ruins the taste. The Mishnah Brura is asking a question now. Wait a minute. It's a davar charif. It's a sharp food. So a sharp food is asur, is forbidden, even if it's not a ben yomo, even if it has not been used in the past 24 hours. Hacha, in this case, kevan shenoisin behem mayim letzarech kivisha. Since you put the water in there to enhance the pickling process, batil churfayu, it nullifies the spice, the sharpness of it. And then, therefore, the bowl does not give off the taste, the chametzik taste. V'rak be'inyon shaloi yishu sham b'kli chametz man rav. We have to make sure that it doesn't soak in that chametzik kli for a long time. She's chamsu boy that it will be become chametzik. Da'az choyzev nasa charif. Then it becomes pickled rather. Then the da'az choyzev nasa charif. It becomes davar charif. And then the chametz taste gets absorbed and enhances it. What you should do is take these olives and put them in a kosher Pesach container. When the water is more than the olives, if you have more water than the olives, then it can be bottled, because it nullifies the sharpness of the olives. But if not, then the olives stay in the state of sharp taste. Continues the Mishnah Brura, three lines from the bottom. V'hine, midivya mechaber mashman, from the words of the mechaber, it comes out. D'im hakdeiro shinosnu bo hazeisim ha'isa basyoimo. If the pot, this container which you use to pickle these olives, to sharp make these olives, was used in the past 24 hours, mebliyas hachametz, and it absorbed from the last time the chametz was used. Asurin hazeisim l'ochlem Pesach. It's also to eat these olives on Pesach. Im shahu b'soicha meisleis. If the olives soaked in this chametz stick pot for 24 hours, because then we're saying it takes the taste of the chametz. Well, the nasin kavush, because now it's kavush, it's pickled. V'arei kumavush, and it's like it was cooked in there. V'av de b'shosh nasin kavush acha meisleis kivar nasa blia shebesoicha kli lefgam. Even though, as Rav Joel asked the question correctly, that it ruined the taste because it's tam lefgam, which means it ruins the taste of the walls of the chametz pot don't enhance, but it ruins it, so it should be impermissible. Mikol makom, kevin shecharifin ktsas yesh lahachmir. Since the olives are sharp, it's charif davar charif, there's more reason to be machmir.
Well, that begs the question whether it takes 24 hours.
Correct. Correct. Okay, we're going to stop. We can finish this. We have a little more to go. Sifkan Sadi Alf, we're saying it's Eina Basyoima, therefore it's Muteresa Kuli Alma. Vine Lefia Mavor Lekamon, the Sif Yud, according to what we will learn in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow in Sif Yud, in the Ramah, Bahagod, the Onu Machmir, Benoisin Tam Lefgam and Pesach, that we are Machmir in regards to Noisin Tam Lefgam on Pesach. What does Noisin Tam Lefgam mean? Noisin Tam Lefgam means that if something is giving off a taste on Pesach itself, we say it's still going to be aser. Even though if it's going to ruin the taste, we're machmir. Ein lahater elim kein silkon mikli hakli chametz kodem halayla ve'er Pesach. We explain that on Yud Dal Nisan, on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, after the sixth hour of the day, before Pesach starts, then we are more lenient. We say there's a concept called batel b'shishim. And then there's something called noisin tam lefgam. That's before Pesach. But on Pesach, we're more machmir. So if a person removes these olives and puts it in a kosher lePesach pot, then before Pesach, then you can have them on Pesach. Let's stop here. Thank you.